T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Our fourth and final hour of Sports Talk here on WWL, AMFM.com, and the Odyssey app. 6-1, Alabama on top of Texas A&M. Top of the fifth inning in the SEC tournament. 7 o'clock, and they're in, past 7 o'clock, and they're in the fifth inning. Yeah, probably another hour and a half, 2 hours before this game goes final. So let's say hour and a half, 8:30. 30 minutes after that, 9 o'clock first pitch. I think that's being very optimistic. I think more 9:30 first pitch for LSU tonight. Against Tennessee, against the Volunteers, man, number one team in the country, 26-5 in SEC play. They've got offensive firepower. They also got some arms that will dazzle. And I can't remember who said it, but who was it earlier that said that they might be the best team that college baseball has seen in over 20 years. I don't know that I would disagree with that so far. Doesn't mean they're unbeatable. They are beatable, evidenced by their 5 losses in the conference. And it's one game. You don't have to beat them 2 out of 3 tonight. You've got to beat them in one game. I think Jay Johnson has secretly wanted this clash just as a measuring stick to see where his program is against the best in the country. Those are his words, not mine. Tennessee is something else. So we're going to see some good baseball tonight. We should, at least. Hopefully it's close and LSU can hang. Offensively, they can. I'm concerned about their pitching stacking up against Tennessee. Just them. We're going to continue to go around the NFC South with Roy Cummings after our first break. Tampa Bay Buccaneers insider for PewterPirates.com. Also, Would You Rather, coming up this hour with me and Charlie Long. This is Sports Talk here on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app. We continue to go around the NFC South. Our next guest, Roy Cummings, one of my favorite, to be honest with you. He's just a ton of information, ton of knowledge of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He's an insider for PewterPirates.com. Roy, thank you so much for the time.
Thanks for having me, guys, and I appreciate the kind words. Glad to be part of the show, as always.
Yeah, look, whenever we get you on, it's very conversational. You're very real about Tampa Bay. Going back before Brady even arrived there, you've always kept it very real about the Buccaneers whenever we've gotten you on. Roy Cummings, Tampa Bay Buccaneers insider for PewterPirates.com. Roy, before we get into this, Memorial Day weekend, what does it mean to you?
Well, I'm the father. I'm the son of two Marines, so it means a lot. And I have an uncle on my mother's side who I never knew who died at St. Lo. He made it through Normandy, but didn't make it through St. Lo in World War II. And I had a brother who was in the Navy. I had a cousin who was in the Marine Corps as well. So the military means a lot to my family. I never was in the military, but so obviously many family members were. And so it means a lot to me, actually. And, having lost someone in my family through that, through war is it's certainly, altered my viewpoint. I mean, I hate the whole idea of it. And, right now I pray for the people every day of Ukraine and hope that we could somehow, while we sit by on the sidelines and watch this unfold, come up with some solutions to bring it to an end.
Roy, I'm a Marine, right? Former Marine, at least. So, yeah, that's
cool. I did not know that. Thank you for your service.
Yeah, you bet. Look, this weekend's not my weekend, though. This is for those that, like your family member, fought and died for this country to keep it free. Roy, on a little bit more of a lighter note. So, how is Bruce Arians adjusting to his new role in the front office?
You know, I think he's adjusting rather well. Look, this is kind of how he had it planned. Remember when he first came to Tampa, he said 3 years, and I always thought for sure that he would stick to it. I didn't see any reason why he shouldn't. But even with the Super Bowls, and you know, obviously he really likes the idea of being able to pick his successor, and for the best way for those guys to succeed, you know, is to give them a team that can succeed. You know, so many young coaches, and Todd Bowles obviously went through this in New York with the Jets. So many young coaches, you know, come on to teams that aren't ready to win, and when they don't win in two years or 3 years,
they're gone.
Everybody says they're a failure, and that's not true at all.
I agree.
Not like they failed.
I agree, Roy. Look, Dennis Allen's the same way. He was with a bad organization at the time with the Raiders when he got his first head coaching gig. I think Todd Bowles is going to have much more success in Tampa Bay, just like I think Dennis Allen's going to have much more success in New Orleans than he did in at the time Oakland.
Totally agree with you, and anxious to see, you know, how both of them do in their new spot because, again, you know, they get a chance to succeed here. You know, we talk all about, you know, that phrase, you know, give somebody a chance to succeed, put them in a position to, you know, to succeed and win. You know, we do that with the players. Or coaches are, you know, pretty much charged with doing that with their players, but organizations don't necessarily do it with their coaching staffs. And it's one of the reasons I'm not a fan of firing coaches, you know, every 2-3 years when things don't go your way. There's so many different bounces of the ball and so many different breaks that go against you and for you, obviously, as well. But there's so much that goes into it. A lot of times it's not a matter of having the wrong guy in place. A lot of times it's just a matter of, you know, things just not working in your favor that year. And it doesn't mean that the players aren't right. Because, you know, here's the thing, guys, and you know this. You change coaches, you change schemes, you change players. And you're always kind of chasing that that dynamic. And when you do that, it's very hard to win consistently. And you know what? You guys have proved it in New Orleans under Sean Payton. Stick with the guy, and you're going to succeed more often than not.
Stability is so big in the NFL for success. If you got stability, you're in business. What I want to ask you next is really about a conversation, Roy, we were having earlier here on Sports Talk, and I don't know if you're familiar, if you saw LeVar Arrington and Brady Quinn take a veiled shot, I think, at Drew Brees about, you know, they said he's acting out, he's crying for attention, blah, 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 blah. And I think it's a product more so of envy and those two guys jealous of the success of Drew Brees. And it's happened to Tom Brady, too. You know, people are always trying to take shots at Tom Brady unnecessarily and I think unfairly. Do you think that we're kind of a bit of a country at times where we want to see success, but then we also love more to see success fall?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. But do you expect it from the, you know, that's a fan thing. You know, fans, you can almost, you know, look, when I got into sports, primarily because I wanted to be an educated fan. I wanted to know what I was talking about, and it had led to me being involved as a sports writer. But, you know, I was involved with professional sports teams as a young kid in high school and with the Detroit Tigers in a different capacity. But, you know, it bothers me when somebody like LeVar Arrington and Brady Quinn take on somebody like Drew Brees or Tom Brady, because you're right. I mean, they should be far more educated. You know, it's easy to hate the Yankees because they're so good. It's easy to hate the Patriots because they're so good. It's easy to hate that. But that's, again, that's a fan thing. If you're a player, you should respect the fact that they're above and be, you know, above the shoulders of everybody else. You should respect that these are the best players that have ever played the game. I mean, because that's what they are. I mean, I didn't hear exactly what Brady Quinn said, but for Brady Quinn to say anything about Drew Brees and Tom Brady, come on. Now, if LeVar Arrington wants to take on a linebacker or two, okay, don't take on Butkus, but, I mean, you better be careful about what linebackers you're taking on. I mean, it just amazes me that you're professionals. You're not fans. Fans who are, I don't want to say ignorant, but a little bit naive, don't quite understand a lot of things. You can understand that, but for professionals, guys who played the game to do that, no, that's pretty weak in my opinion.
Yeah, it was really just about stuff about him leaving NBC and his tweet about how he might coach, he might play pickleball, he might come back and play football. As you know, Roy, from having covered him, that's his personality, his sense of humor. That's just who he is. That was really just about, hey, stay out of my life, stop speculating about my life. I know him well. I know when I saw the tweet, I was like, he ain't coming back to play football. I can tell you that right now. That's not it.
Yeah.
That was his way of taking a shot at those that are speculating about his future.
Yeah, because he knows, look, here's the thing. Drew Brees will do whatever he wants to do because he'll have an opportunity to do whatever he wants to do. You know, I also didn't like the fact that, you know, I saw a little bit, and this is, you know, obviously a little bit of an opinion, but I saw some people write that, in essence, Drew Brees' work with NBC was a failure. I totally disagree.
Me too.
I totally disagree with that. And, yeah, you're absolutely right. That is his personality. It, you know, maybe I'll even come back and play football. He's going to throw out all those possibilities because he never left a possibility, you know, he never took anything off the table. He always believed that, hey, anything can happen. I mean, that's how he ended up winning a lot of games with the Saints, because he always believed that anything could happen, even in the worst of situations and all. So I think he'll be able to do whatever he wants. Personally, I think he'll be back in the booth, the television booth, with somebody, and I hope he is, because I think he's got a lot of knowledge that can be passed on to fans, and I think they'll benefit from it greatly. So, but again, even if it has nothing to do with sports, Drew Brees has a lot of opportunities ahead for him, and whatever he does, you know, he's going to give everything he's got to it, and it's going to be a successful venture, whatever it may be.
Yeah, I'll go a step further. Drew Brees' professional career surpassed Brady Quinn and LeVar Arrington's by a mile combined. And his post-career is going to go and succeed both of them by a mile combined. Anyway.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Moving on. So, like, okay, I haven't talked to you really since mid-season, maybe last year. Tom Brady, did you buy his retirement at all?
You know, I bought into it a little bit because, look, the Giselle thing is always there, and it's real. And the kids, you know, one thing we saw in Tampa here was Tom was bringing his oldest son out a little bit more often, you know, hanging out after practice, throwing the ball with him, that kind of thing. You could see he's making an effort there to be a dad. And it did make you think, well, you know, okay, maybe he really does believe this is the time to start devoting more time to the family. And you know that Giselle wants that. You know, she's wanted it for a long time. It's probably the one thing they argue about the most. So I thought it was possible. It didn't seem right because, again, as much as he loves the game, and if the only reason he was doing it was for peace within the family, I totally get it. But to me, my guess is that, look, it's gone on this long. Why not let him go do what he wants to do? Because it may be two or three more years, but why quit now? He's playing the best he's ever played. Why quit now? So no, I was about 30% in, but about 70% out, saying, nah, this doesn't seem right.
Yeah, I wasn't popular when he did retire. When I expressed a little bit of disappointment, because down here at least, you know, obviously Saints fans don't want to see that guy, even though they've beaten him four straight in the regular season. We'll get to that in a minute, but
yeah,
I just, for me, Roy, man. He's the GOAT. I want to see him. I appreciate Aaron Rodgers. I appreciate Patrick Mahomes. I appreciate Josh Allen. I mean, these once in a lifetime kind of quarterbacks, man. They don't come around every day. So I wanted to see Tom Brady stay as long as he could, as long as he wants to.
With you 100% on that. I mean, we have to cherish this moment. Look, who among the sports fans here, you know, wouldn't want to go back and see, you know, Babe Ruth play, see Gordie Howe play. You know, if you weren't old enough to see Bobby Orr, if you weren't old enough to see Joe DiMaggio, if you weren't old enough to see Y.A. Tittle, take your pick. If you weren't old enough to see, you know, Bart Starr or some of the other greats in the game, you've got a chance to see the great, as you said, the GOAT, the greatest of all time. It's an honor to see these guys. You cherish these moments. Pray that, you know, be glad that it's not like Willie Mays, that it's not like, you know, that it is more like Joe Montana, and he's playing, you know, his best right up until the end. Be glad of that and take advantage of it. Go buy a ticket and see it live so you can tell your kids or take your grandson or whoever, you know, a granddaughter, and say, hey, we're going to go watch the greatest of all time. You know, I hope he has a good game against this. Hope we win, but let's hope he has a good game, too.
Yeah,
because that's we'll cherish this moment.
Yeah, Roy, I mean, for me, I think it helps the games, the sports. Come on, every defense that prepares for him is putting in the extra hours because it's the GOAT. They want to beat the GOAT, just like the Saints. I can promise you, they are up for the Buccaneers more than any other team over the last two seasons, as evidenced by their, I think, playing. They're a really good defense, don't get me wrong, Roy, but they got up for him, and he's good for the game.
Yeah, he is. He's really good for the game. And, again, it's one of the reasons I question the people that knock him. I'm sure he's got some issues that if everybody's not happy with. We can go through it. We can debate all that stuff when he's done playing. But right now, enjoy the moment. Enjoy the opportunity that he's given us to play again. We should be all celebrating. Yeah. Football fans everywhere should be celebrating the fact that Tom Brady's going to play at least another year, at least here in Tampa. We'll see where he goes after that.
Yeah, I'm with you after that. I'm with you on that, Roy. So looking at this Buccaneers roster, not much changeover, right? Unless I'm misunderstanding things. There's not a lot of change, right?
There won't be if everything goes the way they hope. You know, if everything stays the way they want it to, if everybody's healthy, it will be pretty much the same group that they had last year when they throw out, the top 22 out there each Sunday to start it off. So we'll see, see if Chris Godwin can get there, but they've got depth behind him as well. So, no, it's one of the reasons that a year ago, and I think could happen again this year, the Bucs didn't get much out of their draft picks last year. Joe Tryon-Shuwinka, got a little bit of playing time, flashed here and there. But, don't be surprised if the same thing happens, this year with Logan Hall and Luke Getke and, some of the others, even Rashad White. You look at the depth chart, some people have him as high as number two right now. I don't know if that's going to be the case, but it's going to be hard for these guys to get playing time as long as everybody in front of them is healthy because this team, look, it's a good team, and these guys still have a passion to win and to play at a high level. With Brady leading the way, he's going to force that on you.
Yeah, you mentioned Tryon-Shuwinka. First off, Bobby Hebert would love that player just because he's got two names, just like Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. He loves C.D. Deuce.
Right.
And did you see last year in Tampa Bay when C.D. Deuce kind of folded his arms and looked at Tom Brady, kind of cockeyed a little bit? How much do you think internally Tom Brady is just dying to face the Saints in week two?
We know that he hates to lose. And some people use that cliche that he hates to lose more than he loves to win. I won't go that far. But look, as you said, the Saints have had his number. And you're darn right it bugs him. Because here's the thing. It's forced him to be a wild card at least once. And, they know that that's a team they got to beat. And he knows he's the guy that's got to make it happen. And, if you're losing to Drew Brees, that's one thing. Mm-hmm. If you're losing to a third-string quarterback, that's another. Let's see what Jameis Winston can do with him. But, Jameis had a pretty darn good game, before he got hurt last year, and really happy for him as well. But, yeah, sure, that sticks in his craw for sure because he doesn't want to lose to anybody. He certainly doesn't want to lose on multiple occasions to anybody. He's not used to that.
Man, looking at their schedule, they got the Cowboys, Saints in week two, and then they got is that their bye week in week three?
Yeah, it's early for the Buccaneers this time around, yeah.
Yeah, and then they got Green Bay out of the bye, Kansas City. That's a tough stretch right there between New Orleans, the Packers at home, and Kansas City at home. But, man, that's a pretty good stretch. And then they go on the road. They host the Falcons after the Chiefs. So three straight home games for them, but they go on the road against the Pittsburgh Steelers. And where would you assess the rough patch for the Buccaneers' schedule?
Well, I think, as you said, right out of the gate, good chance the Bucs don't have Chris Godwin at that point. They're going to need him against some of those teams. Look, you're always going to get up for your division opponents. That goes without saying. But when you've got teams like Green Bay, Dallas, Kansas City, all in a month and a half stretch, that's tough. That's really tough. Because the beginning of the season, even for a team that's been together for a while, you're still kind of, feeling yourself out. What are we doing this year? You're going to make some changes here and there. to the game plan. You're going to make some changes to the playbook, and you've got to. Or people are going to know exactly what's coming. So those are tough teams to be experimenting against. So it means the practice is more important. It means that training camp is more important because, look, you don't want to lose to those teams and fall behind. You don't want to fall behind early. But the only thing that Bruce Allen ever said to me that ever made any sense, maybe it's the only thing he ever said that's true, is the worst thing about losing week one is that now you have to win two games in order to get back above 500, which, you know, it's just simple math, but I'd never really looked at it that way. And so, you know, if you fall behind, you know, 1-2, 2-3, it takes a lot to get back on top, and it's not easy to do in the NFL, home or away. So early on, as you said, with teams like Green Bay, Dallas, Kansas City, not going to be easy for them. So, and again, as you said about the Saints, everybody gives the Bucs their best. Everybody gears up for them. Everybody does on both sides of the ball. So very tough stretch there.
Roy, as an NFL fan, I got to tell you, though, it smacks of laziness for them to open up against the Cowboys again.
Yeah, it does seem a little less intriguing because, well, it's like, okay, well, we saw this last year. I'm a little surprised. You know, I'd much rather see them, you know, open up against a division opponent. I think that would be exciting, preferably the Saints, as you said, because they beat them. Or maybe Green Bay. You know, let's see Brady against Aaron Rodgers. That would be nice. Or the Chiefs. Yeah, I think there were several games you could pick from and say, okay, that's a better matchup. But, you know, I know they want to give him the home game, and last time it was the other way around. So we'll see how it goes. But yeah, I agree. Lazy's a good way to put it. A little less intriguing this time around for sure.
Roy, finally, the Bengals come to town in December against Tampa Bay, and this is going to seem like a really Christian's out of his mind hot take here. But if there's a threat, this is me, because I compared him to Tom Brady when he was at LSU in terms of his personality, and I got, like, wildly criticized. But Joe Burrow, now with the Bengals, took him to the Super Bowl a year ago. I think if there's a guy that is most like Brady in the NFL, personality-wise and also playmaking-wise, it's Joe Burrow. So that's like he didn't learn under him, but it's the most like Tom Brady of the quarterbacks I think Tom Brady will face this year in Joe Burrow. I think that's an intriguing matchup.
Yeah, I do too. I like that one a lot. And yeah, I think you're right about Joe Burrow. Look, the success early on kind of follows Brady a little bit because obviously Brady was pretty successful, you know, as soon as he got a chance to play. So that's one thing. And you're right. I mean, he obviously was a star at LSU and he's carried it over. And, he did it with a team that didn't seem like it was ready to win when he stepped in as a rookie. Then he gets hurt, comes back. And he's still got a team that everybody counts on a little bit, you know, they're on the verge, you know, they'll get there.
They
maybe
overachieved.
In a year or two. And,
they clearly overachieved.
Yeah, clearly. But now they believe in themselves and they believe because of Joe Burrow. So, yeah, that's a real intriguing matchup. I think you're absolutely right. And look, it's late in December. He'll have another almost full season under his belt at that point. Hopefully he's healthy and that could be a real, real interesting game. And who knows, could be a preview of the next Super Bowl as well.
Yeah. Roy, I hope you didn't have dinner plans tonight. I kept you way too long. I apologize. But once again, thanks.
Never a problem. Glad to do it for you anytime. You know that.
All right. Roy Cummings, Tampa Bay Buccaneers insider for PewterPirates.com. We'll step away and come back. Would You Rather is next here on Sports Talk on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game 10, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
6-4 now, top of the sixth inning in the SEC baseball tournament. Alabama leads Texas A&M. LSU and Tennessee follows. I got my 15-year-old over here, and he is like counting down the minutes until Hayden, until LSU takes on Tennessee. He wants this one badly. All right, time now for Would You Rather. Each and every Friday, Charlie and I put ourselves in some awkward conversations and questions, and I've been asking the questions here lately, but role reversal. Charlie's got the questions. Fire away, Charlie. Let's kick off Would You Rather.
Yeah, Christian, you kind of put me on the spot here, so I had to come up with a few on the fly, but I got some sports-related ones I kind of like. I'm going to start off with this one. I know you're a baseball guy, but would you rather hit a walk-off home run in the World Series or catch a game-winning touchdown in the Super Bowl?
Ooh. I'd rather hit a walk-off. You said walk-off home run?
Yeah, walk-off home run.
Walk-off. Come on. I mean.
It's a tough one.
Yeah, but I'm naturally a baseball guy, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that was me in the backyard, you know, dreaming of that scenario more so than the winning catch in this Super Bowl.
Okay.
That was me, you know, back there. I was even doing a play-by-play to myself. You know, 3-2.
Yeah.
Two outs.
Yeah.
Game 7 of the World Series. Garrick hits a bomb, you know, that kind of thing. So, yeah, it would be World Series. What about you?
I go back and forth. I'm kind of the same because, like, when I think of a walk-off home run in the World Series, I think of, like, David Freese, right? Game 6 of the Cardinals and Rangers.
Oh, you think of Gibson from the Dodgers.
That was before me. That was before my time. I
know, but what's his first
Kirk
name?
Kirk Gibson?
Kirk Gibson, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what you think about. Yeah, you're right.
So, you know, I was going back and forth about it, and I think, like, here's the thing. Here's how I'm looking at it. Specifically with catch game-winning catch in the Super Bowl, you think of, like, the helmet catch or, like, Julian Edelman's catch against the Falcons.
Yeah.
Those are, like, cemented in history, man. There's more options, like, more opportunities for guys to hit off walk-off blasts in the World Series. I think it's a little bit more special, though, personally. I'm
it
with
is
you.
Because it's harder to do.
I'm taking the walk-off home run as well.
Yeah, I mean, either one is fine, but I guess in my mind, Charlie, if there was going to be the remote chance of any of that happening, it was going to be, for me, on the baseball side of things, more than football. I wasn't a very good football player.
Right. So I got another sports-related one, which is a question that I thought of, and I'm still kind of trying to figure out which one I would rather. Would you rather be known as a mediocre player but a great coach or a great player but a mediocre coach?
I'd rather be known as a mediocre player and a great coach.
I think I'm the same.
I kind of view myself as a coach. I coach a young travel ball team, and I think that that's very important. I take it very seriously for a number of reasons, just the ability to teach the sport, but also, you know, to teach life lessons through the sport and team building, you know, functioning within a team, selfless play, being a good teammate. Those are all things that I think cross over into the real world. So that's important to me.
It's like as a professional, at the professional level, it makes me think of like Tyronn Lue, for instance. Like he wasn't anything special as a player, but he's an excellent coach. Versus like maybe like Steve Nash, where he was a great player, but he's, you know, he's kind of been a failure as a coach thus far. I'm not going to trash Steve Nash because it's just finishing up his first year. But, you know, that's just what I'm thinking. Got another one. Another sports-related one. As a professional athlete, would you rather win 5 rings and no MVPs or 5 MVPs but no rings?
Wait, say that one more time.
Would you rather, as a professional athlete, win 5 rings but no MVPs or 5 MVPs but no rings?
Rings all day.
Okay. So you're going the Robert Horry route?
Yeah.
Big Shot Bob?
Yeah, I think that rings, championships matter more than anything else.
Okay.
How do you play when your team is in a championship environment opposed to an MVP? I think that if you're the game MVP, I think it outweighs
a league MVP.
Oh, for sure.
Because it's the biggest moment of your career. It's the biggest game that's out there. If you win MVP of a Super Bowl, NBA Finals, or the World Series, and your team wins the World Series or Finals or Super Bowl, man, give me rings all day, though.
Yeah. I mean, I'm with you. I think I'm taking the rings as well. Just because when you think of, like, the best players, if you're a great regular season player, like, let's look at another NBA example, Nikola Jokic, right? He's been outstanding the past couple of years, winning back-to-back MVPs. He's got no playoff success. So where is he going to rank at the end of his career in people's, you know, top 50 players of all time type of thing? I think not having any kind of a championship ring would really put a detriment and a kind of a dower on his career. So I'm with you.
Listen, one of the things I think that Sean Payton's going to battle when he's done coaching, because I don't think he's finished yet, is that unless he wins another Super Bowl, I think he's going to be a fringe guy in the Hall of Fame. I think he belongs in the Hall of Fame. But that's why that NOLA no call was so significant. That's a legacy-changing call. Because if Sean and the Saints were able to win their second Super Bowl, he's a first-ballot Hall of Famer in Canton.
All right, Christian, that's all I got for the sports-related ones. And I got some kind of wonky ones I'm going to throw at you. Just kind of ones I got on the fly.
All right, let's do it.
Would you rather only listen to one song for the rest of your life or only be able to listen to a song once each time you hear it? So let's say you listen to an album. Once you listen to that album, you can never listen to it again.
I'd rather listen to one song one time and be able to listen to a variety of songs than one song only for the rest of my life. Oh, my God, it's one of my biggest pet peeves. It's like, come on, do you know that there are other songs that are really good?
Right.
Like, I got a neighbor. I used to have a neighbor that would play basically three songs in succession over and over and over on a weekend. And I'm all about loud music. I don't mind it. I really don't, because I like loud music, in particular, mm-hmm. if it's blues, country, or rock. And my former neighbor would play just the same three songs over and over again. I wanted to knock on his door and go, hey, there are other songs. There are other songs. I'd rather listen to a variety. That's just me.
Shout out to that diving catch we just saw on the SEC Network, Alabama and Texas A&M. Texas A&M just tied that game at 6-6, and Alabama just hit a diving catch to save at least one run in the sixth inning. Christian, this game's going to last forever, man. I'm going to be sitting here at like 8:30 still waiting for the pregame to start up. Anyways, moving on to another one. Would you rather be the first person to explore Mars or create the next groundbreaking technology?
I want to explore Mars.
Okay.
I've always been fascinated by it. I've always been fascinated by space travel in general. True story here. So that this is before you, Charlie, and I'm not trying to exclude you. I'm just saying, I'm sure you know about this, though, the Space Shuttle Challenger disaster.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I remember watching that in school, and it had a profound impact on me on a number of levels, but I've always been intrigued by our solar system, our galaxy. Is there life outside of our galaxy, within our galaxy? I don't know. For me, I'd rather choose Mars.
Okay. I'm kind of riding with that, but I think I'm actually going to take the groundbreaking technology. When I say, like, groundbreaking, I mean, like, the next big invention, like, computer level. Like,
well, you're thinking about
ridiculous.
It from a monetary standpoint, though, huh?
I'm thinking about it as, like, going down in history.
You go down in history if you went to Mars, though?
That's fair. I don't know. Monetary standpoint, for sure. yeah.
I applaud it, Charlie. I applaud it because, look, we all need it. What we need in this country is advancements, right?
Right.
Technological advances, anything. I'm all for it. I'm all for it. Improved technology. Let's get there.
Yeah, groundbreaking stuff. I think that – now, I have no idea what that could potentially entail, but I think I'd like to be in the history books for that. Now – walking on Mars would be really cool, too, but I go back and forth. It's a tough one, but I think I'm making the next groundbreaking technology for sure.
Can't fault you for that. Is that a wrap?
Yeah, unless I got a couple more, but if you want to wrap it up there, we can hit this break.
Give me one more.
All right, this one's a little bit complicated, so you got to stick with me for a second. So would you rather take you have to go into a boxing ring, Christian, and on the other side of this boxing ring is a silverback gorilla, okay?
Oh, boy.
If you step in that boxing ring, you last a minute in that boxing ring, you get a briefcase of $10 million. If you last 30 seconds in this boxing ring, you get $2 million. Which way are you going with it?
Neither. I'm not stepping into the ring with a silverback gorilla of any. I'm not
Christian?
Here. Nope.
You're going to get a guy then that gives you $5 on the side of the street. So.
That's fine. I'll take the $5. I will gladly, because 30 seconds or a minute. Do you know how long a minute is?
How long a minute is. It's $10 million. That's why I said it that high.
Yeah, but I mean, I like my limbs. I want to have all my limbs. And I have
30 seconds
value.
Is a very long time when you're counting the ticks. So
yeah, and you're facing an animal that could literally decapitate
destroy
you.
Right?
It could decapitate you. I mean, come on, you have no chance, zero chance. I'll take the $5.
You don't even need to fight it. You can just kind of like try and run around and outpace it, maybe.
They're
but it's
faster than
know,
you. They're stronger than you. They yeah. have a bigger wingspan than you do. You're not getting out of there without.
So you're taking the $5?
Yeah, for right. sure.
I'm with
for sure.
I'm about it, Christian.
Yeah.
I want to think that I could potentially try and last 30 seconds without dying and then
mind.
Get $2 million, but you're probably right on that one. I think I'm out of
you're
my
out
mind.
You're out of your mind. Do you know how? I mean, come on. There's a reason why they're the apex predator. Come
yeah.
on.
Scary, yeah. scary things, man.
Ooh, I got a lot of respect for them. All right, we'll step away and come back. We'll wrap up Sports Talk next here on WWL. Amen to Lee Greenwood, that's for sure. Ralph in Mandeville, what's going on, Ralph? You're on WWL.
And I heard
as we
y'all
close
on the radio.
Up the show.
Excuse me. And y'all were saying some nice things about people that have given their life in World War II, Iraq, or whatever. And my wife lost two cousins, one on D-Day, Theodore Manila. He was in the Army on the beach. He died. And in 2004, she lost a cousin, Derek Cothran. He was a U.S. Marine. He died in 2005, April 15, 2005. He died in Iraq along with four other of his fellow Marines. They were in, I don't know exactly what they call it, if it's a personnel carrier or a Humvee or whatever, but five of them got blown up. They hit one of those hidden mines. You know what do they call them? IEDs or something?
Yeah.
And I lost a cousin at Guadalcanal. He died November 28, 1942. He was in the Marines. He was one of the older guys. He was in his mid 20s, and he got killed by a sniper. They were doing day patrols, and he. They changed it to night, and when that's when they end up, because they were losing a lot of guys. I mean, you know, with the Japanese over there. And, I heard him talking about and giving tribute to different guys' families, you know, about how they lost their relatives. And I just had to call y'all and let y'all know that freedom ain't free, huh?
You're darn right about that. You're darn right about that. And that's why ultimately.
So what do I do if possible? If Christian Garrett, am I gonna talk to him, or is he gonna say something, or how do y'all?
I am Christian.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jesus Christ, I'm sorry, son.
That's okay. But, that's all right. You're talking to him.
Okay, buddy. I appreciate you doing this, man.
Yeah. Look, man. Those that you've lost, and it sounds like you're getting emotional, and that's okay. Well, that's quite all right.
Well, you know what? We free, baby. We
that's
free.
Right.
Just that
that's
these
right.
youngsters here got to realize that freedom ain't free, man. They're gonna. I hope to pray they never have to, but one day they might have to make a decision whether they want to, you know, go with the idiots or protect our country. You know. And
you know what disturbed me though? You know what disturbed me honestly, and. This is not related to sports, but I don't care. It's towards the end of the show. Early on in the Ukraine war with Russia, there was a poll conducted about if America was invaded, would you stay or would you flee? And less than 50% decided that they would flee. And for me, you better kill
you
me
know
before
what?
I leave this country. You better kill me.
You know, I was a New Orleans firefighter. Almost 20 years before I got busted up, and I would go back and do it in New York second. I'm gonna tell you what, if the stuff was to hit the fan here, my boys better be in the foxhole with me, okay? I'm no Superman. I put my pants on the same way as anybody else, one leg at a time. But that, you know, I hope we've taught them that, you know, You know, I think we have, you know, because not to brag on my kids, but I have five sons, and none have been in the military, but they've done things through the years, you know, like catching a bad. Yeah, two are firemen. One is still a fireman in Jefferson Parish. And I just hope these youngsters realize that, man, the people that died first, you know, when the first shots were fired on that bridge, man, up on the Northeast, you know, and, you know, all this country ain't perfect. It's not perfect.
Not at all.
You know,
show me a country that is. There isn't.
Huh? Exactly. And look, but this place is so much better than other places.
Oh,
and you know, honestly, I hate to say this, but I don't know. I'm sorry to say this, but I don't know exactly where you had to serve at, you know, and I thank you for your service. And but you know what it is to sacrifice, you know.
Yeah. And, listen, I'm sorry to cut you off. I got to run here. We're up against the heartbreak.
No, I know. I'm sorry, man. I get kind of long-winded, yeah.
That's all right. Have a good weekend, Memorial Day weekend. All right, Semper Fi, I'm out. LSU Baseball is coming up next at some point here on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.